Here we go with an update from Oceanside Community Safety. Michael Garland is the operations administrator there, and here he is on the phone. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
How you keeping?
You know what? Doing very well. Very busy. Mm-hmm. One thing about our volunteers, there's never a dull moment.
Mm. Okay.
And actually, it's kind of good that, you know what, we're able to get the message out today because this is National Volunteer Appreciation Week.
We're in the midst of it? I didn't know.
It started on the 19th, and it's to the end of the week. And and you know what? And this is to acknowledge you, Dave, because I know how much volunteering you do in the community as well. So to all those volunteers in the community, not just those with Oceanside Community Safety, but people such as yourself, thank you so much for stepping up and making our community a better place.
Well, and as a board member of Oceanside Volunteer Association, I'll pass along the same message as well, because that's what does so much to make this community tick.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? Right now, even with Volunteer Appreciation Week, even though you may not see Oceanside Community Safety out in the community, I can tell you right now, our Keeping in Touch program is still operating. We're still getting a lot of information out through our Block Watch captains and co-captains, so they're staying busy. Even our board. Our board is going through all sorts of work right now, getting ready for our fiscal year end that's coming up and doing planning for the upcoming. So when we come out of this pandemic, we're going to have even more offerings and be able to engage our volunteers even more dramatically in the community.
Mm. Okay. Now, as to changes or alterations to plans, what has been impacted by COVID-19?
Yes, Dave. Unfortunately, our annual shredding event, which was to happen the first weekend in May, we've had to postpone it. We were having some logistic issues. We talked to our partner, Best Shredding, and we're going to look at something in the fall. And
okay,
that would allow us, you know, if we still have some structure around keeping spacing, that we'll be able to offer the service. It's one of our fundraisers that we do annually, and it does provide a great public service, but unfortunately, there's no real good way to be able to structure it at this time, because we want to give people the opportunity to see that, you know, anything they bring in is going to be disposed of right in front of their eyes. So
yeah,
it's like watching fireworks, except it's shredding paper. So not quite dramatic, but still has the same warm feeling to it.
Yeah. Okay. You're easily amused. Now, as for public gatherings, now I see you supplied me with a list of talking points here, and yeah. You want to talk about what to do if you see people gathering? Is that your point?
And that's, you know, BC has taken a different approach than other provinces. So the big part of the BC Health Ministry is education and let people know. So if you do see public gatherings, please, it's not necessary to phone the RCMP. The RCMP are not enforcing it. What I'm going to recommend is if you do see public gatherings and people that may not be adhering to the social distancing rules, to please get a hold of the local bylaw. So the RDN, the town and the city, in Oceanside, their bylaw officers have been empowered by the province to get out there and enforce and more importantly, educate folks on keeping proper distancing. So if you do see a gathering, please, please, please phone the local bylaw. Do not phone the RCMP. They're not enforcing it. The RCMP have a different bailiwick they're dealing with, which are basically visitors coming into the country. Their job is to watch those folks that are supposed to be self-isolating for 14 days.
Hmm.
They are not involved in public gatherings. They're there to back up bylaw, but first step, if you see gatherings and it makes you uncomfortable, make sure you phone your local bylaw first.
Okay, good to know. And Red Shirt Day is coming.
Well, Red Shirt Day is actually a sad event because this is to remember the officer who lost her life in Nova Scotia. And we're asking everyone in Oceanside, please wear a red shirt on Friday, April the 24th, to show appreciation for our local RCMP officers in Oceanside. You know, for us in volunteering, we get a chance to see all of the, I'm going to say, the nice things that the police are involved in. But they deal with a lot of situations when most of us are running away from a situation, they're running toward it, like a lot of first responders,
yeah,
be it, you know, BC Ambulance or Fire Department. And you never know how it may turn out. So on Friday, I'm encouraging everyone, wear a red shirt. If you see one of our local members, RCMP members in the public, make sure you thank them. It really is a tough job. And, you know, it doesn't always have this tragic results that we saw in Nova Scotia. But those folks are willing to step up when the rest of us are willing to step back.
Putting on a red shirt is a pretty simple way to show some appreciation.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Dave. It would mean so much to the members, knowing that they have the support of the public, and the public actually recognizes, you know, what these folks end up seeing on a daily basis. That, as I said, you and I, we wouldn't want to be in that position.
No. Now, finally, RCMP online crime reporting. What have you to say about that?
Well, what I'd like to do is, people already know that you can get a snapshot of crime reports for the Oceanside area every Monday on the Oceanside Community Safety website. Mm-hmm. But right now, because the public offices are being closed at Oceanside RCMP detachment, you know, per public safety and public distancing, you can do and report some of the crime online. So it's a really, if you Google Oceanside RCMP online crime reporting, you'll find it. Or the simple way, just go to oceansidecsv.org and follow the link. So things you can use the online reporting tool is if you've lost something that cost less than $5,000, or somebody has stolen something from you for less than $5, or someone's vandalized your property, yes, $5,000. Make sure you take advantage of that portal. It will get to the members. They will be able to follow up on it, but it makes it a little bit easier rather than having to physically show up at the detachment. If you see a crime in progress, by all means, phone 911, and at that point, members can respond appropriately. But just another little tool in there. If you have something that you want to get off your chest, that you need to get that information into the RCMP, if it's a minor fender bender, et cetera, by all means, please make sure you use the online portal. It'll save you a lot of time and effort.
Michael Garland, on behalf of Oceanside Community Safety, thank you, sir. Stay well.
Thank you very much. Stay safe, Dave.